Hello, I'm Noel Davidson, servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to you, to your house, to your office, wherever you might be. I'm doing this audio from our home, our office, in our home in Plano, Texas. Kathy Lee, my wife, will be reading for me. And let me explain a little. For all of you that don't understand my speech, the way I sound, that's because you never heard an apostle or a prophet. All you've heard is a bunch of preachers, a bunch of smooth talkers, and you liked it. So, yesterday I did a 23-minute audio entitled, what, Believe the Word of God?
Right.
Believe the Word of God, all right? And I know I sound terrible. That doesn't bother me. You've never met a man. You never heard a preacher, didn't take up offerings, didn't pass a plate, didn't ask for money, didn't want to sell you some tapes, didn't want to sell you a book, didn't want to sell you a prayer cloth, didn't want to lie to you. But you're hearing one now, and he does none of these because he is a servant of the living God. He doesn't sound good only because I fight the devil. All kinds of evil spirits attack my voice, attack my faith to try to discredit me to you, because the devil doesn't want you to hear the truth. But I speak the truth, I lie not. I'm asking Kathy D, my wife, to read from the book of Isaiah some verses of scripture. Kathy D.
This is Isaiah 30, and I'm reading 9 and 10. That this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits.
Could you be one of those people that fall in that category? Could you be one that say, prophesy lies to us? Don't tell us the truth. Well, America is full of lying preachers. The pulpits of America are full of lying preachers. They won't preach the truth. They won't even read the truth to you. You see, I'm not a smooth talker. I was a practicing veterinarian, an equine practitioner with a very good equine practice in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas. And I didn't need this job for money. No, I had money. But you needed me, and you need me now. And so, if you will do what the Apostle Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:7, consider what I say, and the Lord will give you understanding in all things. Do that. Do yourself a favor and do that. Oh, don't say, do yourself a favor, take your wife out to dinner. Do yourself a favor and believe the gospel, believe the word of God, and teach it to your wife. And then you and your wife will be victorious in everything. Now, Kathy D is going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Now remember, she meant from Isaiah 30. Prophesy lies Tell a smooth, be a smooth talker. Where the devil won't bother your voice and won't bother your faith. Be a smoothie. And tell us lies. Not this man. I wasn't made this way. A very well-known rich man in Dallas, Texas, a client of mine, owned racehorses, a builder, owned lots of buildings, and a good friend of mine. And he said to me one day, "Doc, that's what a lot of them call me. Doc, you are too honest for your own good." I said to him, I will not use his name. I've been this way all my life. And my honesty got me where I'm at. Even to be your veterinarian. To be your veterinarian. And I won't change. A very well-known horseman bought expensive horses. Over $100,000 horses. Said to me, "If I want to sell a horse, I don't want you near me. But if I want to buy a horse, I want you right there by me." I thank God for those people. I love them. They were my honest friends. Another time, I was an official veterinarian for a very expensive horse sale, selling expensive horses, I should say. And there was a dispute about the papers, the registration papers. And the owner came to me and he said, "The markings on this horse do not correspond with the papers." I was the sale veterinarian. I said, "Give me the papers." I went to the manager of the sale. I said, "Here's the situation." He looked at them. He read them. He said, "No, I don't want you involved in this. I'll take care of this." You want to know why he'd want me involved? He knew I wouldn't tolerate their lies. I'm just that honest. And as handling the Word of God, I'm not deceitful. I speak the Word in truth and love. Oh, you can hate me. I don't care. Kathy D, can you find 2 Corinthians 4? We've got time. We'll take time. I'll patacate till we get there. I'll pat my foot. I'm pretty good at it. I used to stand before some of the richest men and women in America. And they talked about their horses. And they wanted me to tell them they had the best. And I knew their horses were not worth anything. Just dog meat. And I just stand and kind of smile and pat my foot and say, I try to find something good about their horse. I'd say, "Well, your horse has nice ears."
I have 2 Corinthians 4.
And you want me to shut up, right?
No, I don't.
And they did have nice ears. I wouldn't have said it. but the horse would not win. One race. And I had a client that bought a summer sale at Keeneland, Kentucky. They unloaded that horse and they had me at the bar. And the trainer was there and the owner. And when they brought her off of that nice band on air ride, it was on air ride, soft riding, nice horse, cost high transportation. Beautiful head. As I looked at that horse with my eye, and I was an expert, and I was good, and I got paid for being good. And I looked at that horse as it walked down that ramp, and I looked at the front legs. I thought, oh my God, this horse has a pretty head and no legs. It will break down. Will break down before it ever gets to racetrack. This horse was put in training, sent to Florida, sent to Kentucky, and cost this man thousands of dollars. By trainers and veterinarians, unscrupulous veterinarians, and they sent her home, and she never raced. I know her name. I know her sire. I know her dam. But I will not say it because the man that owned her is a great friend of mine. I just want to see in him. I want to see you in him. And this man told me, well, at least now I know I am a veterinarian that is honest and knows what he is doing. I said, thank you, Adam. So, Kathy D., my wife, is going to read to you what they say about me in Texas and in Los Angeles. Amen. In Indiana, in New York, in Florida. Oh, yeah. And overseas. All kinds of places. Oh, God, have mercy on all of us. And here's what you say about me, but it doesn't bother me one bit because the devil doesn't like me to talk, so he makes me sound like a man, a lunatic, a drunk, demented, a murderer, a thief, a liar, a whoremonger, a sorcerer, everything. But none of them are true. Here is Kathy D. going to read what they said about the Apostle Paul.
Okay, they said, and this is 2 Corinthians 10:10. For his letters, say they, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak, and his speech contemptible.
Go ahead and say it. You have. Does it bother me? You know, I love you enough to tell you the truth. But I did yesterday on that audio. The second one I did was that Believe the Word of God. I did say, refer to a song, Oh, What a Savior, by Ernie Hawes. And then, Good Friends Quartet. I've said this, I've talked to Ernie on the telephone. He gave me his cell phone, call him anytime. I've never called him. I love him. But he does sing a great song. Oh, what a Savior. I'm going to put this up on my Facebook.
Right.
After I close. Just remember, I love Ernie Hawes. I love you. I love the McCabe's. I love Billy Graham. I love Oral Roberts. I love the Baptists. I love the Methodists. I love the Episcopalians. I love the Assemblies of God. I love Kenneth Copeland, who lies. Oh, what a Savior. He is able to save you to the utmost who come unto Him. God bless you. I'll talk to you later. Good day.